Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
John, how can we help you, sir?
Hi, so check this out, man. So I've been seeing this girl for a while. Things been going great. I feel like we're really solid together. But all of a sudden, she's not answering any of my calls or text messages.
Okay, so what the hell did you do?
I don't know, man. The last time we hung out, we went to the movies. We were supposed to see Black Widow, but we were running late because, you know, women and makeup.
Okay.
And so we ended up going to see Space Jam 2.
You ended up going to see Space Jam 2?
Yeah, it was the only movie we could see at the time, bro. We were already there. We were like, we might as well go see it.
So you said it was her. It was definitely her fault that you didn't make it in time to see Black Widow.
100%, man. She's always late. So I love the movie. I felt like she loved the movie. You know, I didn't, you know, think anything bad. And I haven't heard from her since.
You haven't heard from her since?
Yeah. The only thing I think it could be is I did mention to her that I did spend some time in jail. But I'm out, man. I'm reformed. And that ain't who I am anymore.
When you said this to her, did you sense maybe her shifting her energy or...
No, she seemed cool. She seemed like she was like, hey, thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was pretty much it. And I haven't heard from her since.
John, hang on. And we're going to call Shannon now and see if see what the deal is. Why she hasn't gotten back to you and see if we can get another date, okay?
Okay, bet.
All right, beautiful.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shannon?
Yeah, who this?
Shannon, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. A radio station. Can I explain to you why we're calling you?
Wait, hold up. Who you say this is? Do y'all call me from where?
So we're calling you from a radio station because we got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
Like, for what, though? It's not early in the morning.
It's a guy who wanted us to call. It's a guy that you know, and he gave us your phone number because he would like to ask you out on a date. And
I don't fuck with nobody, though. So, like,
oh, my God.
No, I didn't say wow. Something that you're... No, it's just a guy that...
I'm just saying it's mad early in the morning, and, like...
Yeah, I understand it. I'm sorry. We just figured that you'd be home getting ready for work. But this guy, I'm going to tell you his name, but if you agree to go on a date with him, we'll let you pick where you want to go, when you're free, all that stuff. And we'll reserve the place and pay for it.
This is like some random dude.
I'll tell you, tell me. His name is John, and he said that you guys saw Space Jam together. So is he a random?
Oh, hell no. That's corny.
He's corny?
Yeah.
Okay, so the John that we talked to said that he spent time in jail because he beat somebody up who owed him money for drugs.
Probably was lying.
He was lying?
He did tell me that too, but I don't believe him. You feel me?
You don't believe that he spent... Why would he lie to you about...
I think he was trying to press a bitch.
You think he was trying to press you?
He said that...
It was already weird that we went to fucking Space Jam.
Yeah, well, like, he said that was your fault.
I told him I was cool with seeing it, but it was like, okay, we didn't get to go see the movie that we originally wanted to see. And he was like, I really want to see Space Jam. Don't you want to see Space Jam? Like, it was so hot when we was kids and shit. And I was like, it's not the same, but fuck it, all right. Like, crying.
He was crying?
Yeah.
During Space Jam?
Yes.
Wait.
Is there a part in Space Jam where you would cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron James acting. I heard
was
from
like,
that.
He was tearing up throughout the whole movie.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm thinking like, this got allergies or something, but then because it was like...
Hold on
Did anyone... No one died in Space Jam?
No,
or there wasn't like...
playing basketball against cartoon aliens.
Okay.
Maybe
his favorite team lost? I don't know.
Hold on. Shannon, hang on the phone. I'm sorry, Shannon. So John is on the phone right now. And if you want, John.
Bruh, she's lying.
He's corny. He's corny. I'm good.
Yo, she's lying, bruh. She's lying, bruh. I wasn't crying. Man, it was allergy. You know, allergy count up, bro.
Look at her. He's corny. Y'all ain't corny.
You guys are watching the movie indoors.
Yo,
what were you charging to the chair?
Yo, She full of shit, man. I was not crying, bro.
She full of shit. Look how you saw it. You ain't no thug. Smack the shit right now.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
John, is there any sad parts in Space Jam?
Look, when I was a kid, man, my pops took me to see the first Space Jam, and that was the last movie I saw my pops before he passed away.
Oh.
So Space Jam got a... The movie means nothing to me.
So, Shannon, you don't want another date with John?
Hell no. Nah. He a liar more than anything. I know I'm joking and playing and all that, whatever. Whatever.
I'm sorry y'all put y'all up to this, man. She whack, bro.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Lord.
Go on Coco Melon, you little bitch.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.